You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad
Banerjee,
and I'm back with another episode of
Etc., a podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
So Facebook did something pretty big this week. The company set up what it calls the Oversight Board. It's like a courtroom for Facebook. So when the company's moderators and its AI algorithms, they take some content down and you have a dispute against that, you have the option to submit that dispute to the board. Of course, the usual methodologies will remain. The board functions over and above what Facebook currently has. It's actually a really big thing in a way, because no social media company has ever set up anything like this. Facebook says that the board is going to be completely independent from the company. Facebook has set up a $130 million trust for the board's operations, and all of the board's members contract directly with the board. Facebook does have the option to give a limited number of cases to the board, which it will have to hear. But that's about all Facebook can do to dictate terms with the board. It cannot fire board members, it cannot revoke the trust, it cannot do any of that. Also, the board members themselves are some pretty accomplished people. You have Helle Thorning-Schmidt, who's the former Prime Minister of Denmark. You have Columbia Law Professor Jamal Green. You have former US Federal Circuit Judge Michael McConnell. And you have Catalina Botero Marino, who is a former special rapporteur for the freedom of expression of the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights. Now, these four are the co-chairs. There are 16 other members who are all part of the board. One of these people is Professor Sudhir Krishnaswamy from the National Law School of India University. He's one of the vice chancellors there. And so far, he's the only Indian member on the board. The board also has Alan Ruspridger, who's the former editor of The Guardian. He oversaw the publication of the Snowden leaks when The Guardian broke that story. And there are many others who are well-known activists, humanitarians. There's even a Nobel laureate on the board. And there'll be 20 more members who will be added in future. I had a brief chat with Facebook and with the board separately, and what I understand is that they expect a lot of cases to be submitted to this board, but of course they won't be able to hear all of them. So what Michael McConnell says is that the idea is to pick up cases which have a bearing on a wider number of cases or a wider community, and of course things that are more urgent. Facebook has also committed that all of the board's decisions will be binding. So the board can overrule something that Facebook has decided. This, combined with the fact that the board actually will take decisions which can affect Facebook's content policy in future, could actually be big, because of course we have to wait and find out how independently the board functions and what kind of decisions it takes. But if the board really starts taking the kind of decisions we expect them to, it could affect how Facebook deals with political ads, campaigns on the platform, just regular posts, suicides, fake news, pretty much everything that Facebook does right now with respect to content management could be influenced by the board. At the moment, the board looks at content only in Facebook and on Instagram, but Facebook hasn't ruled out the possibility of it functioning on WhatsApp and other platforms that Facebook owns as well. And the board will look at pretty much all kinds of content on Facebook. That includes posts, pages, profiles, groups, even the ads that go on Facebook and are reported by users or somebody else could be looked over by the board. Now, here's the thing. It may not look like a huge deal, but for Facebook to take such a stand is important because it could set the precedent for other social media. For example, right now, everybody has content moderators, but many experts have often said that TikTok doesn't pay as much importance to this as it should. Similarly, Twitter comes under fire often for taking something down which users don't agree with. If this board ends up working, and especially if in future governments want to regulate all of this, this board could be what every social media is required to have. Now that's a pretty big step.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.